When you fill the room, come rest on us. Come rest on us. Calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, would you do it again? Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Will you rest on us? Will you rest on us? Fire and wind, would you do it again? Open up the heavens, let heaven on in. Would you rest on us? Would you rest on us? Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I have tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us become more aware of your goodness. Let us experience the glory of your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, would you do it again? Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Would you rest on us, would you? Rest on us, come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on us. Oh, come and rest on us, Jesus. Come and rest on us, Jesus. Would you rest on us? Yeah, yeah. Would you rest on us? Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. The Spirit was moving over the waters. Spirit, come over the waters. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, would you do it again? Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Would you rest on us? Rest on us. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on us. Rest on us. The Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Yeah. Come rest on us. Rest on us. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you feel the room, come rest on us. Rest on us, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come set this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Send me over, come by your presence. Lord, come rest on us, rest on us, come rest on us, rest on us, Lord, rest on us, rest on us, Lord, rest on us, rest on us.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
I am here. Psalmist Kaylin, can you hear me? So again, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call, and we thank you for joining us this morning. Again, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet you with a sweet, sweet spirit this morning and welcome you to the call. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Father, we thank you for saturating this, the Master's Call, with your presence, God. We thank you that the Holy Spirit has filled this telecommunication sanctuary, God. We thank you that you are resting upon us, God, and we thank you that you know the plans for each of our lives. And so on this day, God, we surrender ourselves to you that you would use us mightily for your kingdom to come here on this earth, thy will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. So we thank you for the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Artist Life, and we thank you for the DSD Leon family. We thank you for each of our leadership members who serve here on this platform. We thank you for each caller who has dialed in, Father. We thank you for the plans that you have for our life, oh God. We thank you for this, a new day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We drop every weight at your feet, oh God, and we say, Lord, take it away. Father God, fill us up until we overflow. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus that this call will continue to go forth mightily, uncontaminated and unhindered in the name of Jesus. As the speaker would come forth this morning, I pray right now that you would increase in them as they decrease, oh God, that our ears and our hearts and our spirits will be open to hear the instructions from you, oh God. So we just thank you for giving us this day, Father. I thank you that every single thing that we need, that you have supplied it already according to your riches and glory. I thank you that we are equipped, oh God, to do anything that we need to do because you are our strength. You are a miracle worker. You are a way maker, God. And so we celebrate you this morning. We honor you. We love you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and praise, and it is done in Jesus' name, and let the church say, amen. Host, are you there? Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Prayer General, take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We give God glory for you. And again, I tell you with a powerful prayer as well. And again, Psalmist Kaylin, thank you for allowing God to use you as you entered in, and we entered in with you, and we said, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Good morning, TMC family. This
good
is Brenda
morning.
Terrell.
Good
okay.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord Jesus. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for greeting our people this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. And thank you so much, our psalmist, Kaylin. Thank you for that song. It blessed my heart. Now, I would like to let you know who I am. I am the one and only Minister Wanda, all the way from Chicago. And I would like to let you know how we got started. Excuse me. This call, this precious, blessed TMC call got started in October 2010. We have two blessed, awesome co-founders, which is Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. I'm sorry, Weatherspoon. Now, we stand on a scripture, which is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now we have a mission statement as well, which we would like to enrich each and every person, each and every day, Monday through Friday, to enhance, enrich, and empower believers as they start their day. Now we do have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all our messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. So you will be able to go back all the way to October 2010 to listen to our speakers. We have a theme. Hallelujah. In 2020. Now, many of you might want to join us. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany did, as a host, such as I am doing, you might have a word in your belly from the Lord that you also may have prayer requests and or praise reports. Please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Prayer Minister Brent Terrell will contact you. Now, this is it was founded and it brought all of us together. This company is a phenomenal company, originally called Artists International, which was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon family. Alejandre and his wife, Elvia, they are now, hallelujah, in charge. They have taken, they're running with the vision. It has been over 30 years ago, which now we are Artist Life, and we have great products to help the world become healthier. Now, we do have the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. Again, 712-770-4005. And a bypass number, if needed, if you're having a problem and being charged on this call, you may dial 716-293-9707. And we also have, we have today Awareness Wednesday, where there are two blessed couples that will be sharing with us today on the Morning Motivational Call. Now, we also have blessed, our 2020 event that is coming up January the 25th, which is going to be held at the, it's our 2020 Artist Kickoff Event. Save your spot for January the 25th for our annual Artist Life Kickoff. Now, there's limited seating. It's a one-day event held in Houston, Texas. And you will be able to find all this information as you go to www.artistlife.com. Now, we love for you to join our fast. This is the 11th day of our fast. We would love for you to join us. It's not too late. Some of us will be fasting for 21 days, and some will go to 40. We would love for you to get on. It is not too late. Now, I am not going to get in the way. I'm going to introduce our speaker, and I tell you, it's a privilege, it's an honor to be able to introduce our speaker. She has a long bio, so I am not going to read everything, but you need to go back and read her bio. She is a blessed woman of God to the body of Christ. None other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi, an alumna of Acorn State University, Loma, Mississippi, and the Interdenominational Theological Center, Atlanta, Georgia. She earned a Master of Divinity specializing in psychology. She was awarded a Doctrine of Humanities from the Panama City Theological Seminary, Panama City, Florida. Following her ordination, www.faithwriters.com, member profile. From the Church of God in Christ, she was a chaplain. Roberts completed WW Faith Writers, the member profile, clinical pastoral education at Clinical Miracle Hospital, Atlanta, Georgia, after which she served as chaplain for female offenders for Atlanta Advancement City. Now, you know, I'm gonna read this, and I just want you to go and read her bio. It would truly bless you. Commissioned as an Army chaplain in January 1985, Chaplain Roberts' first duty station was Fort Rucker, Alabama, where she served as chaplain for the hospital and 1 through 13th Aviation Battalion. Subsequent assignments include Nuremberg, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and Fort Stewart and Fort Gordon. I'm not going to, she did pastor, as I forestated, but just please, go and look at her bio. It is so much information that will truly bless you and encourage you to want to go further in the Lord. Now, without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some, none other than, and present the powerful, blessed woman of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there?
I am here. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you, Minister Wanda. God bless you. Oh, my God. To God be the glory for all of the wonderful things that he has done, is doing, and I believe is going to do. Today, you all, is a day just full of excitement, full of things for us to think about, pray about. The 15th of January is already here. It just feels like we just woke up day before yesterday, and it was the first, and here we are in the middle of this month. I'm asking the question, what are you doing? What have you done? And what do you see yourself getting ready to do? Psalmist Kaylin, you are just phenomenal. I love you and thank God for you. Minister Tiffany, what can I say about you? And Minister Brenda, you all are absolutely supporters and backbones of this ministry. I thank God for each of you. You all coming from Monticello, Mississippi, I can hardly go by this day without saying thank God for the ministry of Dr. Martin Luther King and what he left for us. And today I'm asking each of you to pause somewhere in the day and pray for this great country, for many have made great sacrifices, bled and died so that we can be here today. Glory be to God. I thank you. And what a good time to do that, because this is the 11th day of our 40-day fast. I got a call last night from my son, bless his heart. I surely love my firstborn. Mama, when are you starting your fast? I need to get on it. I said, boy, this is the 10th day. Oh, mama, I missed the fast, didn't I? I said, no, you get on and you get in, fit in where you can get in. Oh, mama, tell me what to do again. Tell me what to do. Well, you all, in case there is somebody out here that's asking and going on just like my son was last night, I want you to know that it's never too late for you to turn down your plate. It's never too late for you to truly seek God for what it is that you need him to do in your life. It's never too late for you to ask him what your purpose is for this particular day, this season of your life. It's never too late. The devil is a liar. He comes to deceive and to get us off track. So today, I'm saying to you, is the day, is a good day for you to say, I'm going to turn down my plate and look to the Lord. And on this day, our scripture reading for the fast comes from Habakkuk, the second chapter, beginning with the second verse, and I'm reading from the Message Bible. It fits right into where I'm going today with the word that God has given me. And the word says, and then God answered, write this. Write what you see. We ought to be journaling and writing what we see as God is revealing to us during this fast. And revelations are coming. I'm telling you they are. Write it out in big, bold, block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming, what's coming. Oh, my God. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. And it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, you just wait on it. It's on its way, and it will come right on time. It will come right on time. That's a message all by itself. You all, I do honor our Pastor Vanessa this morning for her diligence and all that she does in ensuring that this ministry continues and continues in such a spirit of excellence. I encourage you to go to the TMC webpage and look at the prayer petitions request and follow. The vision has been written. It is plain for us to see exactly what we are to do as we are going through this 40-day fast. I want us not to have just another event of praying and fasting. I see Minister Candy standing up in my spirit this morning. And I thank God for her, for indeed she is a woman who loves the Lord. And I thank God for how she pushed and prayed. She and Minister Willa are friends, and Minister Willa is a prayer, oh, my God. And I'm glad that she is my prayer partner for this fast. She's been praying for me and holding me up. And one thing that all of us, but especially these two, pushed. This is just not another event. It's not just an ordinary fast. It's just not something. It's not an ordinary diet, I mean. It is a fast. It is something that we are doing because we honor God, and we want it to be all that it is supposed to be. It cannot be that if we are not doing what we are supposed to do in addressing the sin issues that come to separate. Sin comes to separate us from God, you all. And it is the little foxes that destroy the vine. And so therefore, I've got to address these little things that I know come and nibbles away at saints. And before we know it, we are doing all of those things that cause us to be aints. Ah, yeah, 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 glory to God. And so last time I talked to you, I addressed pride. Pride gets in the way and separates us from God. It is the lust of the eyes that drove Satan out of heaven. And so we wanted you to hear what we had to say. You can go back and hear it on the tape. And now today I'm going to address, just for the next 4 minutes, unforgiveness, which is a big thing. Unforgiveness is another sin that we call hindrances to receiving the breakthroughs that we are seeking in this fast. In fact, I personally believe that it is one of the main reasons they get stuck and stay stuck. Yeah, I said it. Mark 11:26 lets us know why. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:14 says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Do you want to be forgiven? Yes, we do. We all know that we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and many of us will go right on by and act as if we got it all together. Self-righteousness will not get you to the place that God would have you to be. Unforgiveness can cause such a blockage. I call it blockage. I call it spiritual constipation. I mean, in the spiritual realm, y'all, as stated before, what happens in the natural is a direct reflection of what first takes place in the spiritual realm. Heaven's gates can be closed over you if you do not forgive. Do you all understand how important this issue of unforgiveness is? We need the grace of God. We need the grace of God and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding to rule and rest in our hearts so that we can truly, truly forgive. There are so many stories that I could tell about their minds sick because of unforgiveness. It is difficult. It is very difficult to forgive the sin of rape and molestation, adultery, incest, and all of those things that just really racks at our brain. I'm telling you, these things, when are unforgiven, will cause sickness in the body and in the mind. And so I'm asking us today, each and every one of us, to stop and examine our own selves. We have not time to be pointing a finger at anyone else, not realizing the three that are pointing back at you, so that we can each look at our past and say, God, is there anything? I keep asking for that big light from heaven to shine on our souls so that we can know what it is that causes us to feel as if we have been mistreated, misused, harmed, hurt. Higher glory to God. These are things that are sinful and will absolutely separate us from what God has for us. And so I'm asking today that each of us will stop. Unforgiveness paralyzes you, stifles you, hinders you, and keeps you immobile. Unforgiveness causes delusions. Unforgiveness is a stealer of time. It is a thief. Unforgiveness is ugly. My God, my time is gone. So in the last second here, I'm going to stop and say to you, stop and pray now. And know that unforgiveness always alienates, divides, and separates. Father, in Jesus' name, we stop now and ask that you look upon our hearts, and that if there is anything there that we are holding as unforgiveness toward anybody, we ask God that you will absolutely help us to do what needs to be done, and that is to forgive and to walk on. Forgive the pain, the anger, the bitterness, the resentment, all kinds of wrong feelings in our hearts now, so that we can go forth, God, as your bright lights in this world of darkness. We can't do it by ourselves, God, but we release this situation to you to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. I ask you, Minister Willer, Wanda, to please come and give us our prayer for today, and I'll come back with a brief benediction.
Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for that profound word. I will have to, excuse me, I will have to make a call because, oh my God, this is needed. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for using your servant, your chosen vessel, your woman of God. Lord, I thank you for speaking through her about unforgiveness. We cannot go anywhere till we get that out of our hearts. I want you to pour back into her what she has given us through you. Let it fall on good ground, oh God. Let us come before you and repent in the name of Jesus that we may truly go forward in you. I want you to bless her beyond what she can imagine or think today. You know the desires of her heart. Do it for your glory. Bless her in her going in and her coming out. Let today be a day of rejoicing even the more. Look on Dr. Vanessa, Lord, the other founder that have obeyed your will, Lord. I want you to bless her beyond what she can imagine to think. Give her the desires of her heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on the Artist Life family, Lord God. Look on the Diaz de Leon family. Look on the TMC family. Look on your people everywhere. Bless the business, Lord. It's a new beginning. Let us run with the vision, Father God. Bless us, Lord God, to have finances to be able to give to others as well as be a blessing to ourselves, Lord, and our family. Now, I lift up those, Father God, that are going through, Father. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. It's nothing too hard for you. You was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of your peace is upon us. And with Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Look on Dr. P.K. Roberts. Look on, all those that the enemy have attacked, Father God. We want you to bless them and raise them up. Look on Maria, Father God. That hallelujah, the devil wants her to leave. The doctors can't do no more for her, Father God. But when the doctors give up, Lord, that's a chance for you to move. Lord, look on Mother Josie. Look on the Blackwell. Lord, look on our mothers, Father, that you have allowed to live for such a time as this, a long life. I want you to bless them in such a special way. I want you to look on Keisha, Lord, Minister Keisha. Touch her, Father God. You are a healer. What is pneumonia to you? It's nothing but a name, and it must bow. I send your word, Father. Raise her up, Lord. Comfort her and strengthen her in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we lift up all the bereaved families. Lord, I lift up Freddie Crutchfield. Father, I ask that you will look on my father, Father. And, Lord, I thank you that he's gone on to be with you. Bless him in such a bless our family. Keep us strong in you. Bless us to be in unity. Let love abide in Jesus' name. And each and every person that under the sound of my voice, and even if they're not on the phone, Lord God, those that are bereaved, Father, I want you to touch them, strengthen them, and comfort them in Jesus' name. Once again, thank you so much for the TMC family. Oh, God, I want you to bless them in a special way. Now, Father God, I know you want to hear this playback because you want your heart right. You want to let go of the unforgiveness. And that number is 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677#. Now, hallelujah, the 2020 event, hallelujah, coming up. Praise the holy name of Jesus. I know y'all want to be there. You will be nothing but blessed. Now, you just heard Dr. PK. She's a speaker. Hello. Hallelujah. So, thank you. In the name of Jesus, again, Minister excuse me. Thank you again for Minister Tiffany for greeting us and everyone and opening the call with prayer. Thank you, Minister Psalmist Kayla. And thank you once again for that message, Dr. PK, an addiction.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray now that your precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with each of us, your dear children, and that we each will live a life that's pleasing in your sight. This is our prayer in Jesus' name right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Go out, my dear friends, and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.